You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, it's always all about them on Freed on Business, but Bruce Turkell is here, so he made it all about me a little bit. I want to thank Bruce Turkell for coming in with Andres, his customer. We talked all about them. It's great. And now we're going to talk all about medical marijuana. Hey, Nikki Freed, are you out there?
I certainly am.
Hey, all right. Tell me, tomorrow's 420. Why do I care, and what does that mean?
Well, you know, obviously in the marijuana culture, 420 is a big milestone day. But here in the state of Florida with medical marijuana, you know, we try to focus on the medical side of things and compassionate. But tomorrow is certainly 420.
All right. Now, what's going on Miami Beach tomorrow that's special?
So Jake Bergman, who is CEO of Certera, is actually getting off a phone call with the Miami Herald, but they are opening up their first dispensary on Miami Beach. And so it's actually the first dispensary on Miami Beach, but he's about to get off the phone and join us in 2 seconds.
Okay, great. Okay, Jake.
Hi, everyone. Sorry about that.
Don't worry about it. How's my favorite entrepreneur doing?
I'm great. I'm like every entrepreneur. I'm running from call to call, car to car. It's a fun life.
So tell me about the evolution of Certera and its products. I just saw you're coming out with a new product, a new strain. I don't understand this. Can you explain what's going on?
So we have started with what are called effects-driven products. That means that we've designed products that are very consistent, highly formulated. So every time you come to a Certera Wellness Center, if you want to have a Zen vaporizer pen, that Zen vaporizer pen is going to have the same effect or ratio of CBD and THC. Those are the active molecules inside the marijuana plants. And so we've developed a very consistent, reliable experience that patients have learned to trust when they come to our stores and try our products.
So Jake, you know, people are familiar. They know that there's this new medical marijuana thing coming out. And you're opening up your first store on Miami Beach. How do people get access to come in your store, be a customer, and indulge in your products?
So I'm going to sound like every pharmaceutical commercial in the world when I say, ask your doctor. right now in Florida, in order to be on the registry, you need to have a physician who is qualified to recommend medical marijuana. We have a list. If you go to our website at Certera.com, there's a list on that website. And you can go through there and find one near you within, you know, Miami Beach or Fort Lauderdale or, you know, whichever county or city you're in. And those physicians will evaluate you and then add you to the registry. And once you're on the registry, you can come and purchase products at Certera Wellness or any of our competitors.
Which, oh, by the way, I love your products. They're absolutely awesome. I've been a client of yours now for a couple of months, 3 months, 4 months. I don't even know how many months. And it's the quality.
We call you not a client, but a patient. So that is the appropriate terminology.
Okay, patient. Thank you so much. And so, you know, the process is a little bit clunky, though, with having to go get recertified and getting you know, the card redone and everything. Nikki, I'm going to ask you, because you lobby for the industry, is that going to be straightened out and become a little bit more straightforward, or is it always going to be clunky like this?
No, we as industry, our patients come first, and we understand and respect the fact that there is a lot of bureaucracy that's been involved in this, and that is in the forefront of all of our conversations with our elected officials in Tallahassee, not only in the legislative but on the executive side, and making sure that we figure out a way to make this more easy for patients. This should not be more difficult than our opiates, and it is at this current moment. So we need to spend a lot of time in Tallahassee making sure that the legislators understand that our patients are in need of these products and that we are creating so many loopholes in the process that they are going to their opiates, which is not what we want. We are the actual, just the opposite. We are an alternative to the opiates and to all of the other big pharma products that are out there. And we look forward to making sure that those processes will become easier as this program expands.
I got another question for Jake. Jake, in the past, they've been delivering my medication. And now you're going to have a store. But I called yesterday, and they're still delivering medication. Are you going to be able to get your product in both ways still?
Absolutely. We think that everyone over the long term will prefer to have it delivered. I mean, why would you not go online to Zero.com, place an order, and right now we deliver next day statewide from Key West to Pensacola. We'll deliver to your home, to your office, to Starbucks. You know, we're a 21st century company, and in the 21st century, you know, companies like Amazon can deliver wherever you are. It's about convenience, about consumer choice. So, you know, you can come by our dispensary, you can learn about our products, you can meet our wonderful wellness coordinators and learn about the program here in Florida. But once you learn about it, once you're on the registry, you know, there's no need to even leave your house or your office. Just go online, go to our application and place an order, and we'll deliver to you next day. And quite frankly, I'm hoping very soon to be able to offer same-day delivery services.
Did I miss how this is getting delivered? Is it your own delivery service, or you're using regular?
No, they use people that work for them. It's a really highly secured thing. Jake?
I would love to deliver. Sorry.
Yeah, it's actually part of the Florida, because we're so highly regulated in the state of Florida, that the 13 license holders here in the state, that we have to do everything from the growing, the manufacturing, the dispensing. And so all of our deliveries on no matter who
what
you
fun.
Are on the 13 license. Yeah, so, we got to be the ones to actually do the delivery. And also there's HIPAA laws in place, too, so we have to make sure that we protect the rights and of the state citizens.
It's going to be a few more years before Uber Weed is on the market. So in the meantime, we have our own. We have 25 delivery vehicles on the road every single day.
How does somebody get to be one of your delivery people is what Wanda was asking.
She wants a job at Sotera.
Yeah. Well, I've been trying to get that up in front of you guys. So, okay, now I think they know, Wanda.
Okay, moving along.
Wanda, it's a demanding job. You have to deliver on time to dozens of patients a day. You know, our delivery drivers or mobile wellness coordinators are great people. So
I
welcome them.
Well, I think that your people would love to have Wanda. Wanda, he just now served it up, so we'll get this all done offline and everything else. But we've only got a minute left, Jake. So I want to know, what's the future of medical marijuana other than Uber Weed?
So the future actually is a little bit different than I think people realize. I always talk about the fact that we are creating an all-natural organic alternative to opioids, to Xanax, to Ambien, to a wide range of pharmaceutical products. I think people are looking for something that's organic across the earth.
Oh, there's a clap in the background.
We're fans.
We're thrilled. We're all about all natural, holistic, organic. We've got all kinds of friends that are into that. We've been introducing them to Nicole so that she can help get them involved with your process. Jake, if people want to come to your grand opening on Miami Beach tomorrow, when and where and what number do they call? If they want to order online, I gave it a little rollout so people could get a pencil. Go.
All right. So we are doing a grand opening for the Sotera Wellness Center on Miami Beach. That's 1523 Alton Road. Tomorrow between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Anyone can stop by, see your dispensary, purchase some products if you're on the registry. I will be there. Go to www.sotera.com. You'll find our call center number there, and you can place your order online. It is not too late to place an order now for products, so you'll have them available tomorrow for 420.
All right. Well, listen, Jake and Nikki, I really appreciated it. We squeezed you in because you got all those media appearances today. I'm hoping that sometime in the next few weeks we can get you on and do a real long multiple segment show about what the future is of medical cannabis in Florida and the United States, because I know.
Insurance.
Pardon?
Medicaid, Medicare, and private health insurance should pay for medical marijuana. That is my number one goal.
Well, that's pretty
lofty goal.
There you go. Thank you, Wanda. Wanda, that's now you can see why Wanda's on NPR. She's a little smarter than I am. All right, we're going to be right back. Jake and Nikki, thank you so much. We've got Jim Angleton holding. He is the guru of protecting your financial information and all the other stuff that you want to keep the bad folks and the bad actors on the internet. So this is going to be an awesome interview. Wanda's going to rock the house, but stick with us. We're going to make it short. We're coming right back with Jim Angleton, the founder of Aegis.